Come on.
Are you ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
You're going to still continue on with your productive propaganda.
I know, I've got my jeans on. I'm ready
to
work.
You wear them every
this
day.
This is so great.
Your knees probably have no hair left.
That's true. Bald knees.
You've got the baldest knees in America.
You got to feed the denim.
Dave and Mahoney.
So this guy went out there, and he's like, I'm going to catch this gator. Imagine what a scene that would be if you just grabbed it by the tail and you started
Audrey's
swinging it around. That guy is your type.
He is so hot.
He looks like your husband.
He's bearded, wearing a hat with tattoos, and a cut-off shirt.
He looks like he would hurt your feelings. He is your type.
Dave and Mahoney.
Amazon drone delivery is coming later this year.
Oh. One of them drones going to fall on me. And
what happened to Mahoney?
It will never be the same.
It seemed like he ran underneath a falling drone that had been gunned out of the sky.
He was the driveway.
He does. Mahoney does look a lot like a patio now that you mention it.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Monday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news.
A fellow from Oklahoma, his name is Michael, he is facing charges of indecent exposure. Why are people so weird, man? After allegedly visiting a Starbucks, going through the drive-thru multiple times, completely naked. What?
So you say, what kind of sadist and pervert will sit through a Starbucks line multiple times?
Right. I mean, if I'm that barista and I have to look at Michael naked, fully nude, I'm dropping a coffee.
They know when he's coming back. They have cameras.
Yeah, of course.
Like, yeah, I'm grabbing a hot coffee and we're going to hot coffee his ass.
See, that's where Duncan would not play around with this. He knew he could get away with this at a Starbucks.
They would be dunking your nuts in that coffee.
They would. They'd grab you out of the car by your nuts.
He described himself as an exhibitionist, admitting to at least three incidents during the police interview. Booked into jail, but just again, like, so weird. Like, don't do that to people, man. Nobody wants to see you naked. If you're a dude, nobody wants to see you naked ever.
This is where public screaming in people's faces, I think, would work. Like, if you saw a naked man and you just immediately started screaming and pointing at his junk, I think that they would not come back around for a second time.
Scream, point, and laugh.
The laugh might get you murdered.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Some good news today as well. The world is barfing up gold. Yeah, there's a mountain in Antarctica that is a volcano, and I've never heard of a volcano doing this before. It's part of Ross Island, which was discovered in 1841. The volcano has a lava lake at its center, and it's been observed since at least 1972, but I guess it regularly emits gas and steam and volcanic bombs that are partially molten rocks. But surprisingly, the volcano bursts gas containing tiny crystals of metallic gold, and estimates to be around 80 grams per day. So, like, $6,000 worth of gold every day is just
getting barked up. But you have to be around a actively exploding volcano.
Yeah, I mean, there is some risk.
Antarctica.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not the most convenient place to go get your gold.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. And if you need, you know, to save a couple of bucks, just go to the barfing volcano in Antarctica.
Or why don't you go to that, like, weird diamond park in Arkansas? Like, people are always finding those there.
Yeah. Now, that's busted. This is the hot new thing, mm-hmm. Mahoney. Volcano.
Okay.
Full gold.
Gonna pass.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Guys, I have some tough news. Harvey Weinstein is not doing that well physically, and this is right after he had some of the convictions overturned due to a technicality. Thank you, Mahoney.
That's how I feel about that.
Uh-huh. Harvey Weinstein, piece of crap. Ridiculous that they would overturn anything. This guy is as guilty as could be.
This is the American justice system, whether you like it or not. You know, this is, if somebody's a monster, they get a fair trial.
Yeah.
And there was a panel of judges that were, I believe, three women who ruled this. Like, I mean, I don't think this is going to affect his trial in L.A., and he's still going to be in prison.
Yeah, he's not getting out.
So, again, I get it. Like, people are upset, but I feel like the legal system should work, you know, and it just sucks when you see it working for a monster like this piece of garbage. But he's still going to be in prison. So, again, kind of a non-story, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, it was pretty alarming, and I get why it made such big headlines over the weekend, because the fact that the New York Court of Appeals overturned the 2020 rape conviction, citing improper handling of evidence and testimony. The legal victory is kind of a moot point to what you said, Mahoney. Right. He's still serving a 16-year prison sentence in California on separate rape charges.
And now he's having a heart attack, so hopefully that just wraps
itself out.
Yeah, wraps it all up with a nice bow on top.
Yeah, he's 72 years old. I guess he had to be transferred to the medical facility because he is doing so poorly with his health that he is not able to function as a inmate in jail. And yeah, it just sucks that any of the victims would have to go through this and kind of relive it again. Mm-hmm. Like that's the thing that is the real bummer, in my opinion. But like you said, hopefully, you know,
it'll sort itself out.
Sort itself out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So this comes as a bit of a surprise because I believe she has a new show that's coming out on Apple TV Plus or something like that. Eva Longoria, doesn't she have some new project that she's been working on?
I think the last thing that we thought of was...
There was a movie she produced, but I don't know.
I thought she had a new show coming out. Either way, Eva Longoria has said that she's quitting Los Angeles. She's just moving to Spain. And you're
good for her.
Yeah, I mean, good. She said it's for her son.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a little kid, her and her producer husband do. And so they're just tired of getting sucked into the Hollywood cycle. But Eva Longoria, like, has been pretty successful. You know, she's had a lot of partnerships over the years, lots of, you know, significant roles. So just kind of surprising to see her. I mean, it'd be one thing if she's like, okay, I'm moving to New York or even Florida or whatever to kind of get away from the Hollywood scene because she was over it. But Spain seems like that's a full-on reset.
But
they're saying temporarily.
I mean, she's selling her house.
Well, I mean, Page Six is saying temporarily.
Uh-huh. They reduced the price of their home from $22.8 to $18.9 million, and I guess they're shipping all of their stuff to their newly renovated home in Spain. So the decision, she said, comes after years of frustration with the sinkhole property in Beverly Hills and a desire for their son to be surrounded by nature and beauty. So, yeah, whatever. Like, if it's good for the kid.
Must be nice to be rich.
Yeah, she's had to reduce the asking price of her home with sinkholes in it,
yeah,
down to $18.9 million.
How are they going to survive? Yeah.
So Eminem, I don't know if you guys caught this, at the NFL draft, like obviously in Detroit, he came out and he kicked off the NFL draft, which got a pretty good reception from the locals there in Detroit. But he also announced that there's going to be a new album coming out this summer. It's called The Death of Slim Shady. And it's been a while since Eminem, you know, released a new record. There was one in 2020 that I think he dropped.
Which is hard
that
to
rap
think.
God?
No, that was
Music to Be Murdered By.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Which actually, that was the last big track, like the last great track I thought from Eminem was Rap God.
Yeah.
Does he have any, like, I felt like that was kind of a good, you know, way to end it.
Sure.
Even though he didn't end it there.
But I don't know. I mean, like Eminem, he's sober now. It feels like he's kind of got a new lease on life. Like,
he's been sober for a long time, though, which I didn't know.
But
he's,
I mean,
sober forever.
I like the fact that he's like still out there putting out new stuff. Look, as long as Machine Gun Kelly is around, we need Eminem.
Well,
okay?
Let me see how you feel about this. Apparently, he is now the new face of crypto.
He is?
Yes. Over Matt Damon. So there you go. Do you still have the same thoughts, Dave?
No. The death of Slim Shady. That is the death of his career. I'm done with Eminem. Sorry. So the Mayor of Kingstown, season number 3, is coming in June. And obviously, this is a show that stars Jeremy Renner. I've watched the first 2 seasons. Very, very good show. You know, it's a Taylor Sheridan, you know, kind of like rough and tumble blue collar town with these brothers that, you know, run the police force, but they're kind of in cahoots with the gangsters. But the reason why it's such a big deal is because obviously Jeremy Renner, you know, almost died when he got ran over by that huge snowplow. So season number 3 was certainly up in the air, as well as Jeremy Renner's life there for a minute. But he has kind of made a pretty miraculous recovery. And June 2nd, season number 3 is going to drop on Paramount Plus.
Let's not forget also the crazy stuff that was going on with his, like, love life.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like he was kind of getting dragged a little bit by his ex, like, trying to be like, how could you possibly, as a father, be sleeping with other women after I divorced you? You're like, well, that's
why we got divorced.
Yeah.
Should have been doing it while we were married.
Zendaya, top of the box office. So several films over the weekend. Challengers, which is a tennis-based romance starring Zendaya.
That's a loose... I mean, I hear it's got some... I have not seen sexy, the outtakes, sexy. But this is like a...
oh, tennis is just kind of the
premise. Like some, like, a lot of, like some... What
Say it.
Some stuff going on.
Say it.
What is it?
Well, I did
what does
read,
she do with that racket?
I read that there was definitely some intimacy coaching and had to be involved with this movie. So I didn't know that it was full on like softcore porn until Mahoney started like not being able to say what he wanted to say a minute
ago. That's just what I heard. I don't
Mahoney
know.
Got embarrassed.
He did. He started blushing. But Zendaya is fantastic. I mean, she is... accoladed for a reason, so the fact that this movie is getting so much love, I'm not shocked.
I mean, critics are giving it 88% fresh. Audience, a little less, 75, but still not bad.
Pretty strong.
So, yeah. You know, I mean, for an actress who is, you know, I mean, we heard Euphoria is probably not coming back, but is riding high off of Dune and how well that's done, you know, and the success of
range.
That.
She can do it all.
You know, good for her for winning another week at the box office.
$15 million.
This is David Mahoney.
Absolutely startling news, Mahoney. Cannot believe this. The Apple Vision headsets aren't selling that well.
You know, Dave, as the resident Apple fanboy here on the show, or the biggest fanboy here, you know, I've got 800,000 Apple products. No desire whatsoever to buy this. And this comes from a guy who has 6 HomePods.
Yep.
5 Apple TVs, 2 Apple Watches.
You got the headphones, you got the AirPods, I mean,
I got the iPads, the computers. I've got literally everything else that they've made. Zero desire to spend $3,500 on a glorified cell phone.
Yeah, I just don't understand the appeal. And I think the other big problem with the Apple Vision headsets is that almost instantly, like the second they came out, they got co-opted by douchebags.
Right.
And when I say that, I mean like the people that wear them, because I've seen, I was, you know, at Mandalay Bay, walking through the convention center in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl events that were happening down there. And there's a guy walking around the activation wearing his Apple Vision headset. And I'm like, you look like a total clown. Like, if you're going to use this for work or you're going to use it at home or whatever it may be, because it helps your productivity, I would sort of understand that. But when you're driving down the street in your Cybertruck wearing your Apple Vision headset, or you're walking around at the Super Bowl activities, you just look like an idiot.
You just look like a moron. And, you know, we're just not there yet. I mean, Google tried this, you know, a decade ago with Google Glass, and those were way more inconspicuous, not nearly as functional, but way less noticeable, and those did not work. I think this is a miss for Apple. I don't think with the form factor being as large as it is, we as a populace are going to embrace it until it's much, much more small, until it's much smaller and way more unobtrusive. If it's the size of Ray-Bans,
maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, but why? Like, I just don't, like, that's the thing. It's not fixing a need. Like, with the AirPods, for example, because I use that as something that, you know, was an innovation from when they had just the normal headphones that had the wires to it.
Right.
Like, it really, like, the Bluetooth technology has come far enough where they're seamless as far as being able to use them. Like, skipping tracks and all that stuff can be a little bit challenging on them. But for the most part, they're really functional. And if you've ever been at the gym and you've been running and you've had that moment where you've inadvertently hit the cord and ripped the ear pods out of your ears.
Oh, yeah.
For the wired ones, it is alarming.
Well, yeah, so is my iPod or AirPod falling out of my ear, though.
Sure, but I mean, it happens a lot less often, at least for me, and maybe it's just because my ear holes are better than yours. Not to brag, but I do have, you know, perfectly sized ear holes. But I'm just saying, like, that seemed like an innovation that was necessary, and it's nowhere near this $3,500 price point. And a lot of the reviews online have cited things like the weight of it and the battery life and the field of view and the absence of motion controllers. So the fact that Apple is having lackluster sales for their $3,500 headset.
See, but I'm just not shocked, though, because, I mean, whenever we're looking at the Oculus, I mean, like, sure, like, there are some advancements as far as, like, the between the Oculus and the Apple headsets, but, and at a vastly different price point, right? But, I mean, like, they're essentially the same exact feel on your head,
right.
And Oculus doesn't have that great of battery life either. Yeah. So if we're already complaining about the battery life on this, you know, Apple product, whenever
$3,500
and, you know, that's supposed to be a perk of, you know, something that's being as technology forward as Apple, and you're just not getting much else as an advancement for $2,500 more.
Wild.
And that's crazy.
And without the games, too.
Yes, you know, without the games, 100%.
Yep.
This is the David Mahoney Show. You've
been around. You know the songs, but do you know them when they sound this bad?
These are the days it never rains but it pours.
It's Cover Your Ears on Dave and Mahoney.
Dan is joining us today for a high-stakes round of Cover Your Ears. You ready to do this thing, Dan?
You know it.
30 seconds on the clock for each one of these. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Got a couple lifelines if necessary. You're looking for the original artist and song in order to get a full point. Here we go with number one. Good luck.
Her friends are so jealous. You know how bad girls get. Sometimes it's not so easy to be the teacher's pet. Temptation, frustration. So bad it makes him cry. Where's bus stop? She's waiting. His car is warm and dry.
And we'll stop it right there. I know this is going to be hard to believe, you guys. Only 5 views on that one, on that masterpiece.
Okay.
Over to you, Dan. Do you know it?
Yeah, that's Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police.
That is correct for a full point. Well done. So that is our least popular one of the day. The next one here has 19,000 views, so maybe a little easier. Let's see. Stop it right there.
A little bit of a Doors moment there.
Kind of. I mean, that band is hard to cover, and sometimes you just shouldn't. But, you know, 19,000 views, not terrible.
I like the interpretation of it.
Okay. Dan, do you know it?
Yeah, Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Dan, nice. You are doing so well. I'm going to take away your lifelines. I don't think you need them.
All right.
You can win it right here if you get this one, and it is the most popular one of the day. 726,000 views. You get a full point here. You win. Good luck.
Is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door.
And we'll stop it right there. That's actually one of our favorite cover artists on the internet. He's actually made a whole career out of being a cover artist on YouTube. His name is Puddles Pity Party.
He's like a 6'9" clown.
He dresses up as a clown. Yeah. And
very tall.
Very
tall. Speak for yourself. That guy freaks me out.
I think he freaks everyone out, but I can't stop watching him. Dan, for the win. Can you do it?
Yeah, that's Brain Damage by Pink Floyd.
3 for 3, brother. Well done.
Listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
It was my first time in Detroit actually hanging out there. Flown through a couple of times, but never actually been on the ground. And I think that, you know, from an outside perspective, you know, you hear about Detroit and, you know, what a tough time the city had, but how it's really rebounded in recent years. And I found that to be the case. But the thing that struck me from my short time in Detroit, because I flew in on Wednesday night pretty late, and then I was out by Friday afternoon.
So that's a quick
trip. I was blown away by how nice people were in Detroit and how accommodating they were, but to the point where it was alarming because I got kissed twice, and I'm not the sort of person that you would just look at and go, I'm going to surprise that person with a kiss. Because it was
kiss.
A surprise kiss.
Cheek kiss.
More of like a neck kiss. So there
what?
Was two things that
what?
Happened. And again, this
I mean,
all happened.
People are there for the draft, and everybody's drinking, and I guess
in
spirits are up.
Sure.
And sure.
So the first night that I get there, you know, I get in fairly late, but I'm like, okay, I'll just, you know, walk to this little bar that's by the hotel, have a drink, kind of wind down, and then I'll just go to bed for the night. And I walk into this bar and I sit down, and I kind of love it because there's several seats around me that are empty, you know, which is kind of my vibe. And then this other couple comes in and they sit down right next to me, and it's a guy and a girl. And, you know, at first I think that they're just boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, but they strike up conversation with me and start asking me, you know, what I'm in town for. I tell them I'm here for the draft. I've never been to Detroit. And of course, when I say that, you know, they just start going off and telling me all of these things that I need to go do. And I'm like, I mean, I'm leaving in like a day.
And I have to work.
And I have to work all day tomorrow.
This isn't a vacation.
I have no time for any of this, but I do appreciate it. Like, they're super nice. But then it starts to get to be where it's a little too friendly. Because the guy who's sitting next to me starts telling me about how great of a jawline that I have. And I'm like,
Did he shake your hand and do that weird finger rub on your palm?
No, we never shook hands.
Did you know that's a thing?
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
That's like secret, like DL handshake thing.
Oh, really?
Like you get a handshake, a little swinger finger itch.
Audrey, this is swinger vibes, is that I'm getting here. So he says you have, I mean, like again, you don't have a bad jawline?
But it's not like an exceptionally good jawline either. I mean, I'm like, I'm realistic about this. It's a fine jawline.
If you would have said you've got a great head of hair.
Sure, like I can take that.
I mean, you got a great head of hair.
But I mean, I was talking to him because he was asking me literally everything about my life, and I'm, you know, talking about my wife, and like actually like showed him some pictures on Instagram and stuff, and like, you know, I felt like it was fairly obvious that, you know,
you're married.
I'm a married guy
with four kids
that's not out here looking for a hookup at the bar.
You just like wine.
Yeah.
But I'm confused though, because you're saying that this is giving swinger vibes, and isn't it usually the woman who's out there trying to find the match?
It's the other way around. So it's like he's feeling out the other guy. That's what's going on here. If I don't know if that's the case, but that would be my assessment of the situation had I been in your place.
And so as I'm starting to get more and more uncomfortable, I'm like, all right, I think I've had enough of this particular bar. I'm going to head on out of here and go back to the hotel.
But not after a few more compliments.
I did soak up a few more compliments. He did tell me that I only look 36 years old. I was like, well.
No way.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a blind
you
moron.
You are drunk.
You are an idiot, sir.
How old are these people, by the way?
I would say mid-30s for the guy, like maybe early 30s, and then she was probably late 20s,
okay,
something like
that. Not like old swingers.
But then
he
just straight up dropped on me. He's like, oh, by the way, I need to tell you something. I am bisexual. And I'm like,
I knew it. Okay. I called it. That's why I asked about the finger thing.
Anyway.
So not swingers.
Have a great night. See you later. Yeah. And off I went.
I knew it.
If you'll notice, no kiss happened in that story.
But people very friendly.
Very friendly. No kiss exchange there.
Like, I mean, you got to be feeling pretty good, though, because, again, you are somebody complimented you.
Yeah.
You're a desirable person.
I feel like I still got it, yeah.
Sure.
And so
and you weren't even putting it out there.
I was not. In fact, quite the opposite. I was running away.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
So
the
next day, on Thursday, which is actually the day of the first round of the draft, I have to host this event that's in the middle of the afternoon. And so I'm done with it by about 3:30. And, you know, it's a beautiful day in downtown Detroit, and I walk out of this event, and I'm waiting for a lift. And I'm just standing there, and this guy who, you know, looks like he's pretty down on his luck, walks up and he goes, hey, man, do you have 48 cents? And I was like, that is an odd ask.
Very specific number?
I'm like, here. And I hand him a $5 bill. And he goes, oh, my God. And he leans in, and he kisses me on the neck. And I was like, hey, buddy. And then he starts to strike up a conversation about how his wife left him.
Oh.
And he starts crying.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, my God. And, like, I'm trying to, like, kind of comfort this guy, but also, like, I can see, like, my car's coming in, like, 4 minutes, so I can't get too, like, emotionally involved. And he's like, oh, man, I should have asked for a 10. And I was like, well, here. And I gave him, like, $2 more. And he comes in again, and I'm like, okay, you can stop that now. But he's standing there on the street corner, and like he's getting kind
it's
of emotional about. No, he's like a littler guy, like,
okay.
Which is why I wasn't like
put off originally.
No, I was just shocked. But yeah,
right.
Like it wasn't like he was like.
But he didn't jump up and kiss you.
No, he was tall enough, but he just kind of like I was surprised that he kissed me twice, but I didn't stop it. So he's standing there or whatever, and then like you know he walks off, and it's about the time that my car is pulling up. And this other lady walks by, which I was kind of startled by, and she goes, you know, he's just going to use that money on drugs and alcohol. And I go, well, so? That's exactly what I was going to spend it on.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I got a message for you.
Leave a message for the Dave and Mahoney Show anytime by calling 833-YO-DUMMY. That's 833-963-8669.
To get that, please leave a message after the tone.
When I was a kid, my dad used to make me go in the Burger King. He'd give two separate coupons. He would stand in line, and he would tell me specifically, we do not know each other. Pretend like we don't know each other. Like the Burger King employee was going to bust our plan of using two coupons. But two coupons, that was the only way we would go out to eat as a kid. That was our penny pinching.
Message deleted.
Yes, we were talking about, you know, ways that your parents penny pinched when you were growing up, and we heard some really interesting stories. The thread's still up if you want to take a look at it at, you know, facebook.com/Dave and Mahoney. But, you know, there's people talking about sharing bathwater, you know, as a kid because parents weren't like, we're not drawing a new bath. Like, well, I don't know how much it actually costs to draw a bath. I've never actually priced that out. But
well, but I mean, who gets to be the last kid to get that dirty? Like, do you choose the one that you don't like as much?
Oh, that's a good thought. If you've been a bad kid that day,
we are going to
get the extra dirty water.
It's straight to therapy and everybody bathes at the same time. That's,
that's if you're a certain age, you don't see anything wrong with that.
These people are like 42.
I like that we romanticize how our parents used to like rip off businesses because all of our parents did it.
Dude.
You know, you take the kid to the buffet and yeah, sure, they're 14 years old, but you say they're 7 so they can eat like a kid.
That would give me a complex if I actually looked 7 and I was 14. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, for sure, you're 7 years old.
Yeah. You know what I don't like? Because I feel like Disney's going to be the first one to do this. They're going to implement AI for, like, kids' ages.
Because
you know, like, right now, I mean, you're kind of screwed, Dave, because all your kids are big. You can't lie about any of them being young. But if you've got, like, a kid who's, you know, if you're two small people and you got a small kid, you could say that kid is under 3 until they are 6.
See, I've got the opposite problem. Like, when I go to amusement parks, because my kids are so tall,
yeah.
Like, my 2-year-old has no business on the Whizzer, but she's tall enough to ride it. And me being the dad of the year that I'm.
She's gonna have a whole lot of fun,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, on the zipper. You bet.
Just spin it upside down.
Yeah, this is for Audrey. I'm just wondering how that mattress turned out for you.
Message deleted.
How the mattress, because he's pretending he's a smoker, and then he gave me that mattress.
You have a mattress that's really smoky. Are you still using that?
Hell yeah, I am.
Does it still smell like smoke, or does your cleaning process work?
My cleaning process worked. Baking soda works wonders.
Okay.
But I mean, I'll be real for a second. We definitely slept on it one time, and it, like, was the worst night's sleep ever. I don't know how smokers do it, man. Y'all are built a different kind of tough. Like, I don't know if your sensors, like, you just don't have a nose anymore that can smell it, but all night long, the first night, I had to do it twice, and it was just, like, just so potent. It reminded me of 1998 sitting in a restaurant whenever you're, like, in the non-smoking section that clearly is just adjacent to the smoking room.
1 foot away.
Smoking room. Smoking like one section over.
It wasn't even like the
plastic barricade
in my restaurant.
It's just like the person in the booth right next to you.
My mom always used to tell me, cough, Audrey, cough, so that they didn't sit us next to anywhere like near one of those tables. So I was just like, it never worked.
You know what? You weren't built for tough.
I think I am in my brain sometimes, but apparently I am way softer than I thought. Like I can't sleep one night on a smoky mattress. Puny. I'm a snowflake.
Do they still have smoking hotel rooms?
I don't think so.
I mean, I bet in like, you know, Montana somewhere.
Okay.
I do. In America, probably not.
I do remember one time
Motel
I asked for
a smoking hotel. Yeah. But
they say it's non-smoking, but you're like, I'll be smoking in here.
I'll test the waters.
I did get put into a smoking hotel room one time when I asked for a non-smoking. And I don't like to make a scene. I was like, y'all got to move me rooms. Like, I just cannot.
It just stays in the fabric. Yeah. We are
so weak as a generation because, like, our parents' generation, I know, like, probably my dad included, and 6 of my dad's friends who caught a mattress on fire smoking in bed because they were falling asleep, like 6 of them. Like, that was a common occurrence where we grew up in the time, or where they grew up at that point in time.
See, but my mom smoked with me in the womb, so it kind of feels comforting.
In the womb.
I'm like, I'll just sleep there, and I'm like, memories.
Yeah, mom.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Audrey, I know that you're a big, like, home goods person, and one of the purchases that you made not that long ago was for the scent in your house. You want it to be much like the casinos have that scent that they pump in.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. I have Aria. I have Aria pumping through the house
it's
right
the
now.
It's the Aria? Is that the scent that you went with? That's cool. Yeah. Aria smells great. I get it. But like you're a very like home aesthetic type person. I mean, when I see...
Setting the vibe, setting the mood.
Yeah, like when I see you post videos from inside your apartment, I'm like, that looks like you could rip that out of a magazine.
Oh, thank you. And, oh, I work so hard. Thank you.
Well, and I mean, I know that it takes a lot of work because my wife is always constantly on that same wagon as well of, you know, trying to make the house perfect. And she's always, you know, looking for the perfect little thing. Things to add, but one of the stores that she really likes is Williams-Sonoma.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started.
So when I was doing that whole thing leading up to her birthday where it was like 40 gifts for 40 days, mm-hmm. one of the hardest things to do is figure out, you know, I didn't obviously come up with all 40 of them. Like her mom and siblings were involved and stuff too, but coming up with like 40 gifts mm-hmm. is a lot.
It is.
And I will say that there's two stores. One was Sephora, and you helped me out with that. You're like, this, and this are all great gifts. And that helped me so much because it was towards the end of the run when I was out of ideas. But the other store is Williams-Sonoma. And, like, you go in there, and, like, I was looking around. I was like, she'll love this, and she'll love this. And there was just lots of good ideas. But now... We have been betrayed by Williams-Sonoma.
No, don't tell me any bad propaganda.
No, it's not
this
bad
is propaganda.
No, it's not. This
what
is.
What has William and Sonoma done this time, Dave?
I don't know if it was Bill or if it was Sonoma, uh-huh. but the Federal Trade Commission is seeking to fine Williams-Sonoma $3.18 million no. for falsely labeling some of its products made in the USA.
Oh, hell no. You can't be treading on these colors saying you're made in America and you're not.
Where were they?
So I guess they actually have been through this before. They got fined $1 million in 2020 for similar charges.
So I guess the reason why they're doing Made in the USA is because you can upcharge probably.
So the FTC alleges that Williams-Sonoma continued to make deceptive claims of the origin of its products, including advertising certain items as crafted in America from domestic and imported materials mm-hmm. when they were actually just straight up imported from China. Mm-hmm. The company admitted to the allegations and the FTC found several other instances of misleading claims. But, you know, consumers traditionally like products that are American made for very good reason. And they face significant penalties for mislabeling this stuff in the past. Man. And I guess they just chalked it up as the cost of doing business.
How much are they getting fined?
$3.18 million.
So the price of one toaster at Williams-Sonoma.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
It's fine.
They'll be fine.
Right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Probably not.
Rick is joining us today for a round of Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? Rick, how you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. What level of education did you achieve or not achieve?
Well, nothing as prestigious as community college, but I did do some trade school.
Okay.
Sir, it was three community colleges.
Okay. I don't think anyone was dumping on your three community colleges. Okay. Very good.
That's what he learned in community college. He had to take Spanish 101 three times.
All right, Rick. So Mahoney is leaving the studio. He is going to go to a soundproof space. It's the bathroom. And take care of his business, and you guys are going to be asked the same questions. I'm not going to give you the correct answer until he comes back and gives his answers as well. You do have one pass today, and I would just encourage you to use that sooner rather than later if you feel like you need it, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Question number one, what is the largest species of toothed whales?
What?
It's a whale with a tooth. The largest of them all is a what?
Yeah. That would be a pass, I think.
Pass, all right. Good use of the pass. I like people that confidently know. I do not know that, so let's just move on. All right. So the next one here, the closest to the correct number is going to win, okay? So you and Mahoney will both have a crack at getting close. Here we go. How many bones do adult humans have? How many bones?
Something like, let's say 152.
All right. Question number three, what style of pizza represents the Italian flag with visible ingredients matching the flag's color? That's a good question. I had no idea that's...
But it makes sense now that you
know
it.
It does make sense, yeah.
Oh, okay. One more time?
Yeah, it's a style of pizza that represents the Italian flag with visible ingredients that match the flag's color.
Oh,
Wow. I don't know. Margarita?
Okay. Question number four. What is the largest, the largest unit of memory? I feel like you can misinterpret that question. What is the largest unit of memory?
A gigabyte.
Okay. Question number five. What is considered the first reality TV show that aired all the way back in 1948?
What?
Reality TV show. Hmm. Only get one pass, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know. What's my line anyway?
Okay. And final question. What is the smallest continent by landmass?
Australia.
All right. Mahoney is doing that thing. You know, like when you come home from work and your dog's standing at the glass door and kind of like awkwardly staring at you? That's what Mahoney was just doing outside of the studio door. So he's chomping at the bit. He's ready to go. Did you go number one?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Feeling relieved.
Question number one, Mahoney. What is the largest species of toothed whales?
Narwhals.
What? It's a sperm whale. Sperm whale is what you're looking for there.
I don't think those sperm whales have any teeth. At least that's how I like mine.
Closest to the correct answer.
I like my whales horny.
Just so you know, Rick actually passed on the first one. You got it incorrect. Here we go on to question number two. How many bones do adult humans have? Closest to the correct answer is going to win this one.
Oh, closest to the... This is a stupid way to go about a question. 128
obviously is incorrect. Rick was incorrect as well, but Rick is going to get the point on that. He guessed 152. The correct answer is 206 or 207 if it's a good day. Question number three, what style of pizza represents the Italian flag with visible ingredients matching the color of the flag?
Think about it, Mahoney.
What style of pizza represents the Italian flag with visible...
A supreme pizza?
No.
A veggie pizza?
No, it's a margarita pizza, man. You're doing terrible.
These are the stupidest questions
we've
ever heard.
Rick got it right.
Because it's the basil, the mozzarella, and then the tomato.
Yeah.
That's a dumb question.
It's a great
you probably
question.
Gave that to him.
Yeah, definitely did not. There's no
here.
Collusion. You're just
sure.
losing.
Okay.
You're collusing.
Okay.
Question number four. What is the largest unit of memory?
Petabyte?
What?
Excuse me? No. You both got that incorrect. I never even heard of it. A yodabyte? A yodabyte?
Okay.
That's
There's always
fake.
Going to be bigger things of memory. That's, again, another dumb question.
So far, you've gotten none correct, Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
This is great.
Great questions.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, yeah. Question number five. What is considered the first reality TV show that aired all the way back in 1948?
Wild World of Sports?
No. Candid Camera. Candid Camera is widely considered.
Okay. Candid Camera is in 48?
1948 is when it started, yeah. Uh-huh. Final question. Your chance to get one right, Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
What is the smallest continent by landmass?
Australia.
Look at you. Look at uh-huh. you. Mahoney, you got one correct, and Rick got three correct.
I
Trace.
Didn't
think that- terrible
Trace.
Question.
Trey got
terrible
Trace correct.
Terrible question.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Audrey, you have moved into your new place, and... It's a
Love
lot.
It.
It's a lot calmer than it
yeah.
was at your old place. There's
no strippers running around.
No strippers running around. Thank goodness.
Knocking on your door. And again, we have no problem with strippers running around, but when they start banging on your door and they're loud as hell,
at
that's when
11:30 on a Tuesday night.
That's when
4 a.m. actually some
4
days.
4 a.m.
That's
even
when
better.
We have a problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
But your new place, there's, of course, got to be a little bit of drama.
Well,
and
I don't even know if this is drama, Dave. So I recently was, you know, walking back to my apartment a couple nights, like not even an unreasonable hour. And there's a guy who lives across from me, new neighbor, about my age, handsome. And we have the same sort of hour. So whenever I'm getting in, he's leaving or vice versa. Kind of throughout the day. So I see him a lot. He's the only person I see on my floor kind of ever.
And for those that don't know, early 30s.
Early 30s.
Okay,
right.
It.
So but the other day, I saw him walking in a little tipsy, I'd say, with a chick.
And I feel like he has to be really tipsy if you can tell he is tipsy by the way he's walking.
Sure, yeah.
You
know? And
you gotta be pretty drunk to be like bouncing off the walls.
Right.
You know?
Okay. If you notice somebody's tipsy.
They've been drinking.
Yeah.
Hair a little bit disheveled. You know how whenever you start like running your hair, like fingers through your hair at that point of the night, you're kind of going like that.
Anytime, I mean, that is a telltale sign for me personally. If I ever find myself going, I'm like, oh.
Right,
it's time to go home.
I've taken one too many shots.
And no judgment here because, like I said, he's in his 30s. And I was thinking, oh, okay, so he's got a significant other. Awesome.
Sure.
You know, he's about my age, my husband's age. So maybe this could be somebody who we could be friends with.
Yeah, like a couple's date or something like that.
Right.
Sure.
So fast forward, though, after I saw him and this first blonde girl, clearly has a type because I got a manhole on my floor. And I have now seen him in the span of like a week and a half with two different women, and they were both blonde. One was not wearing shoes, first of all. I think that's the telltale sign for women whenever you're too drunk is to be barefoot walking through the halls.
Oh, through the halls with no shoes.
Yeah.
Was she carrying her shoes at least?
I didn't see a shoe in sight.
She just lost her shoes.
Because it's one thing if you're carrying your shoes, I get it, your feet get tired, but if she had just jettisoned her shoes at that point.
I don't even know where the shoes were.
Left them in the Uber?
They were somewhere. But I had to catch myself because I almost said, it's so good to see you both again.
And then
she turned around and I realized, oh,
that's a different blonde.
Different chick. So, I mean, he's living his best life, but it was one of those things where I had to remember, like, he's figuring it out.
Yeah.
He's just a guy.
He's just living.
Out here living his life.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're early 30s, you're living in a, you know, you've got a nice, your new place that you're living is pretty nice.
Much
right?
nicer than where I was, where there was like screams at night.
Right.
So yeah, much better. But yeah, you know, it just kind of made me realize everybody's on a different path in their 30s. And I was this close to not having a friend.
So I have a question for you, Mahoney, as well as you, Chris, and I'm curious your thoughts. I mean, Audrey, I think you just kind of showed your cards. Does it make you a man-ho if you bring two different women back to your apartment in the same week?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
not even a little bit.
Just a good week, huh?
Because they could just be playing cards.
Yeah.
Nobody's playing cards back.
You're not
going back to anybody's apartment.
Before you make the purchase, right? You're doing your reviews online. This man.
You're disgusting for that. Are you kidding me? Try things out before you make your purchase. What were you born in 1902?
Well, I mean, you're going to trade your wife for a goat? What are you talking about?
What kind of verbiage is that,
Audrey? Did you tell your husband about this, what you saw?
We were together.
He was with you.
So he didn't see the first girl the first time, though, but the second shoeless woman, the lady of the night, we'll call her.
Shoeless Ho Jackson.
Yes.
This is the, I mean, as your husband, though, and it's all blondes, young, pretty.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm your husband, I'm squaring up with this dude. Yeah. Like letting him know, like, hey, I am married. Here, bro.
This is my wife.
This man has black satin sheets.
Oh, God.
He does not, first of all. He does have a very cute dog, though, and I think that's his ploy.
I mean, this dude sounds like he's got it going on. Like, he's got a nice apartment. He's handsome.
He's handsome and got a cute dog. Yeah. And he also brews beer. I see him walking around with like a little mini keg. One of those little mini kegs walking around.
Fellas, write this down. This is how you get laid by two different chicks in the same week.
David Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know what this is all about. You just told me to call you a dummy.
There's nothing you can say they haven't heard before. Leave us a message by calling 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's that can't stop laughing moment where you're in a situation you shouldn't be laughing? Mine is at church. And it's so hard because it used to be very silent.
Message deleted.
So there's a couple of things from my youth. Like when you're told not to laugh, and especially when you're surrounded by your siblings.
Oh, God.
Because that happened one time, I remember distinctly, where we were told not to laugh, to be quiet. We were at dinner at home, and we're all trying to hold it together. But it was like a Saturday Night Live skit, you know, when somebody starts cracking and you just cannot help yourself dying. That was a funny moment. Not so funny was, same thing, in church. Have you ever been around somebody that whenever they get nervous, they laugh?
Yeah.
So there was this family, and maybe sort of dysfunctional family, I don't know. But there was a teenage boy who was poorly behaved, and everyone knew that. But, like, his dad would discipline him, and it was like he would like kind of like bark at him during like church service.
Like actual like. Whoo.
Well, no, like yell at him, and then sometimes like grab him by his shirt and like drag him out. Yeah, back in the good old days when you used to be able to beat your kids in public.
Jeez, Louise, man!
It was pretty aggressive
at church.
This the kid was a poorly behaved kid.
Well,
but, like,
I wonder why. Dad beat him got in church yeah. in front of Jesus.
Not I mean, in front of my Lord and Savior. There was this lady who would always sit next to us in church, and she was a nervous laugher, and so anytime that this dad would start yelling at his son, she would start cackling. And I just remember sitting in church thinking, well, this is weird. I'm pinned between this dad who's screaming at his son and this lady who is, and it would build into a hysterical laugh. I couldn't get over.
Are
what
you
an
sure
odd...
it was a nervous laugh and it wasn't her actually laughing at the scenario
Maybe
that was
she
taking
hated
place?
That kid, yeah, no, I don't know that actually. That's a good question.
Don't you find it so hilarious the lack of awareness that people have? Because as a parent, Dave, if you know that your kids are going to be misbehaving in a place, would you choose the front row?
No, I'm just not going to church anymore. Like, if you can't make it through the, you know, 20-minute sermon or whatever it is,
or put them in like kids group or something.
Yeah, like you're not coming in here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, you guys were talking about saving money and stuff like that. And why does everyone say, oh, I had six brothers or seven brothers? It's like your parents chose to have that many kids and now they want to save money. Like, you should have thought about that before you had the kids.
Message
That's
deleted.
Such a millennial take.
That's such a stupid take,
That is such
too.
A millennial take.
Yeah, I mean, there's also a lot of things that, like, come up, you know, expenses that you do not anticipate when you're a parent because kids obviously are expensive, but... Yeah, I mean...
We ourselves are expensive. You just have to not be a selfish person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. As a millennial myself, I'm 32. Hearing that is just so like... Because we're just not having kids, right? So you being like, what do you mean you've got six kids and you have to save money?
You brought it on yourself. Look, I was trying to get laid, okay? I didn't know.
Take it where we can get it.
Pay for these kids for 18 years.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You know, I know that I complain about my mother-in-law a decent amount, and I'm sorry I subject you guys to that. I don't dislike my mother-in-law. I want to be very clear about that. It's just that when she's around...
I like her.
I bet you do.
She gives us lots of content.
You know what I should do?
Lots of content.
When she comes over, and she's staying with you for weeks and months on end,
uh-huh.
I should come over and drink. Drink with her.
You should. You should.
Every time I'm over there and I'm drinking with her, I'm having a good time.
She's got some stuff to say. She's got some stuff to say. She does.
You guys can vent to each other.
We can just talk about how awful Dave is. I'll just fuel her. Gas her up.
Did you know he did this back in 2008? You should have known him before he met your daughter. Real dirtbag.
Yep.
You know, she can stay with you. If you want, if you guys enjoy drinking so much, she could just crash at your place when she comes to town next time for a month.
Get a new roommate.
So I don't know. Like, have you ever kept in touch with any of your ex's parents after you've broken up?
I mean, not necessarily like phone calling, but I mean, with the age of social media, I feel like that's probably more commonplace than not.
Because I have a buddy that kept in touch with his ex-fiance's dad. Like, they were golf buddies.
Oh.
And even after, like, the marriage ended, because they ended up breaking up right before they got married. It was pretty messy. Mm. But, like, the dad and him remained golf buddies, which...
Well, we know, Dave, it's hard.
It's kind of odd.
It's hard. You got to have... If you got a good golf guy.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a good golf buddy,
along well.
Shows up on time, is fun, maybe brings the cigars, brings some extra contraband in the bags. Uh-huh. Like, that's a good... You lose one of those.
You can find another fiance.
Well, because if you already have like if you only have three or you have four guys,
sure,
and that's your foursome, you lose one, then you're gonna get stuck with a random. Nah.
So are you alluding to the fact that Shelly would still be your golf buddy?
No. So I'm just curious. I was trying to play through this scenario in my head because there's this pretty wild story that I found in the news about a guy that was visiting his former mother-in-law in the hospital. She was actually in the ICU.
That's nice.
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
Well, kind of. So here's the story. The 47-year-old man, he was visiting the ex-mother-in-law in the hospital, and the emergency staff at the hospital had to resuscitate him as well as her. And that's because he had brought 26 grams of cocaine into the hospital, along with 46 pills of alprazolam.
I don't know.
Whatever that is.
Okay.
And I guess
stick with the cocaine.
They were doing the cocaine while they were in the hospital.
My man.
He's like, lean up.
Do we know why she was in the ICU?
It said it was non-drug-related issues.
It's Xanax.
So it's Xanax?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
He's always going uppers and downers.
So 26 grams of cocaine and 46 Xanax.
They're just barred up. Jeez Louise.
And
that's scary.
They were doing enough of the cocaine in the hospital where they both OD'd from it, and they had to be resuscitated. I mean, I guess if you're going to OD.
Yeah.
Hospital's pretty good place to do it.
Yeah. I can think of very few worse places to OD.
Yeah, the sheriff was not impressed that this idiot brought, quote, an entire pharmacy to the hospital. Faces charges for controlled substance with the possibility of additional charges pending further investigation.
I think that I would get rid of my mother and be so happy that I also had that as an ex. Like, what do you mean you guys are just, like, hanging out, like, in
doing blow in the ICU?
In the ICU, Mom. Mom, what are you doing? Are you joking?
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. With these people, shut up.
Dave and Mahoney. They may not have money to feed their family, but they have enough for a pack of Pall Malls and a Powerball ticket. It's the Redneck Report on Dave and Mahoney.
You know, I like the criminals, Mahoney, that really put a full-throated effort into whatever it is they're trying to pull off. This guy, though, let me just show you the picture here.
He doesn't look like a guy who's gonna see things all the way through.
So this fella, he is 33 years old. He's from Florida, and
he's only 33.
I'm talking about this guy down here.
We were looking at the top
right
photo.
To the right one. Come on, man.
So the 33 year old man from Florida decided that he was going to steal a boat.
Hell yeah!
But he decided that he was going to dress in drag in order to steal the boat. And just to give you a visual of what this guy is doing, it seems like somebody said, you need to dress exactly like Kate Gosselin, but your budget is $28 at a thrift shop. And that's what he came up with. He's got a short blonde wig and a dress and like a little shawl that he pulled over it. And I just imagine.
Was Whitney Houston blaring on the boat?
I imagine just him on that pontoon with his little blonde wig just flapping in the wind.
I don't know if this is such a great idea because, again, I don't want to stereotype, but I'm going to. But how many women would steal a boat if given the chance? This is a 99.9% male crime.
Has a woman ever stolen a boat? That is a great question. I don't think so. Audrey's going to look it up for us. While you're doing that, let me tell you a story about this other fella, the one that is on the top, Mahoney. He is 67 years old. Okay. He looks every bit of 67 years old.
Fair.
And the man is holding him down.
What's the man doing now, Dave?
Well, he got pulled over and he got arrested for having a suspended or revoked license. Honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, it's been revoked since 1999.
So a short 25 years.
25 years. Quarter of a century he has not had his license.
Let me just throw this out there, though, Dave. Listen to this. Maybe this man should have a license. If he's gone 25 years on a suspended license without getting pulled over.
Did get caught twice previously.
Well, okay. You got pulled over once every 8 years?
No, I mean,
that's still pretty good odds.
Once in 99 when he first lost
it. Okay, so that one doesn't count.
And then once in 2004, short 5 years later.
Sure.
But for 20 years.
Solid run.
He's been driving safe.
I see no problem with this man being on the streets.
Audrey, any women?
So this actually makes a lot more sense. So the last time a woman has been in the news for stealing a boat, it was actually a yacht. And she was going on a joyride, and she had drugs in her possession as well. So she was just stealing a yacht and doing drugs.
She was always coked out of her mind.
And I think that's the only way that you're ever on a yacht is if you're on coke in Galveston.
We have some contenders for Pet Owners of the Year. Carrie Clark, a resident of Salt Lake City, recently experienced the distress of losing her beloved cat.
Oh.
I know. After a week of searching with no success, she...
Oh, losing, like actually physically losing, not like it died.
No. She just physically
lost her cat.
Just disappeared, and she couldn't find it. And so frantic for a week, you know, hanging up posters, doing the whole
thing.
Still
sad. No success. Still sad, yeah.
Very sad. Did miraculously appear in a very peculiar situation. I guess she was inadvertently sealed inside of an Amazon return package and shipped to a warehouse in California.
Cats with boxes.
What in the hell?
Cats with boxes.
You picked up a box, taped it up, carried it to the front door, or put it in your car and took it to UPS or however you return your packages, and you didn't notice the additional cat size weight in the package?
Yeah, I mean, you could put it out on the porch. And some there's some services that'll just pick it up for you on your like porch if you box it up. So I can see how this happens.
Sneaky. They're sneaky.
Was the cat okay or was the cat dead?
No, cat's dead.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
I don't understand why people get mad at me about this.
What are you talking about?
When I tell them the amount of unread emails, so unopened unread emails that I have currently in my inbox, they get mad at me. And I think I sort of understand it a little bit, but not fully. Like, it affects their lives far too much. Like, somebody today, just out of the blue, asked me for an updated count in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, on where the emails sit right now. But for whatever reason, it really bothers people. Now, the reason why I think that I sort of understand it is that if I have a single unread text message, it drives me crazy. Like, I have to have zero unread text messages, right? But my emails can be loaded, my missed phone calls can be loaded, all that stuff. But text messages drive me nuts.
Because you're supposed to be the organized one on this show.
That's right. Why it's annoying, Dave.
I am simply taking a page out of Mahoney's book of efficiency. So there are certain emails that I get that I know that I do not need to open and read. I will look at the headline and just move on.
Just delete them to junk.
I don't even move them to junk. I just delete immediately.
No, I don't delete it. Cause that's just wasted energy. I bought the extra space in Gmail just so I can not have to do that.
So before we go into the actual number, because I think you're going to tell us what the actual number is, Mahoney guessed about like 7,500 to 7,000 unread. I think it's somewhere in there as well. But Mahoney, do you find that maybe Dave is just like cosplaying an organizational like type of person?
Possibly.
Because this gives me the vibe that maybe he's a phony.
I'm holding up my phone to you. Zero unread emails.
Wow, maybe Mahoney is actually the organized one.
Because I delete all the emails that aren't important.
I am immediately highly offended by that statement.
I don't know. I'm looking at the evidence that's before me and making a pretty good deductive. He's got zero emails.
To be fair, how many?
Because no one is emailing him.
I get at least 7 spam emails a day, sir.
I see.
But to be fair, I do not email people back very often.
That's right.
Even if you do
people do not email you.
All right, I take that back. So
I just don't like it. I like face-to-face conversation.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. He's an interpersonal person. Yeah. So, Dave, how many? Are you going to make us guess again, or how many do you have, actually?
Okay.
You're going to do a drum roll.
I was not. I
said. How many?
The total number of unread emails currently in my Gmail inbox. 29,430.
Gross, dude. Delete them. Dude. Put them in junk.
When I look on my phone, because that has a couple of other email boxes attached to it, 40,060.
Let me see. Like that number on your email, dude, it's like takes up the whole app thing.
I'm trying to get to 6 figures. That's not distracting. That's beautiful. That makes me feel loved.
It looks like the Apple Music thing beside it. It's so red. Like, at some point, you're just going to continue to have more commas, and it's going to give you a complex.
You know there's an option in Gmail that you can, like, mark all emails as red, and you can start from zero, Dave. And you could just delete the ones.
And you're not even, or you don't even have to delete them, because I know that sometimes you want to have a cache of, like, you know, receipts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I think that this is ridiculous. You're not as organized as we thought.
This is not a lack of organization. This is like when you walk into
your
genius's office and it's messy and you go, oh my God, it's so messy. I know exactly where everything is and it's precisely where it should be.
This is your cache of boxes that serve no purpose. This is your cache of receipts that serve no purpose.
I need to keep my iPhone boxes and iPad
boxes.
You're a
hoarder. You are a digital hoarder, man.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, you guys were talking about Ozempic and everything else. I'm about weight loss. I'm on Mounjaro, and there's no side effects to it. And I've lost almost 70 pounds in a month. And it works great.
Message
70 pounds in a month? Are you okay?
That doesn't seem right.
Or, I mean,
are you okay?
Or he's just real big. Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, if you weigh 500 pounds and you can lose 70 pounds in a month. I've lost 50 pounds in 50 days.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't great for me, but I didn't have, you know, I wasn't 500 pounds. It was 260 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't get all of the hate. Like, if people are on a medication to help them lose weight and be healthier, then so be it. I mean, if you're doing it strictly for vanity and you're willing to risk all these side effects and taking it too far, that's like anything.
You're an adult. It's an adult choice. You make it on your own. But
with your doctor.
For me.
Well, you could go to MediSpa now, though, and get it. It's not necessarily like PhD doctor. It's like, hey, I'm going to get filler and also these drugs.
But that's what I mean. It's like the people that you know, that have, you know, a whole bunch of filler and are chiefing a cigarette or sitting here lecturing people on taking a weight loss medication when losing weight is incredibly important for people. It's
heart disease is the number one and number three killer in America, and it's all obesity related. So it is something when it comes to your health. And for somebody like me, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, I mean, like we've been doing the show together for 15 years, Dave. Yep. And 15 years ago, I was 27?
Yeah.
Something like that, 26. And I was like, I don't ever see myself living past 45.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably going to have a heart attack. I'm probably going to die.
Well, you're not there yet, yo. You still could realize that prophecy.
This is true. But now, you know, at 26, I'm like, 20 more years. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sure. That's a plenty. That, you know, it did. But that 20 years has gone by pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I'm 3 years from 45. And
still enjoying life.
I do. But I also don't want to die now at 45.
Right.
That's growth.
Yeah, push it back a little bit more. I got more food to eat. That is the plan. A little bit more life to live, a lot more food to eat.
Lots to consume.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, hi, guys. Talking about not being prepared if you need to use the facility, there isn't one, and you don't have toilet paper. I was 18 years old, and believe it or not, I was on a date. I had to pull over on the side of the road on Long Island, New York. Ended up using poison ivy. Anyway, it was horrible. God. From now on, I use socks. My socks.
Message deleted.
So Audrey is telling us a harrowing tale about how she had to pull over on the side of the road, and her husband, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the desert, had to just aggressively go to the bathroom, number two, and didn't have anything in the car. They thought at the time, later discovered there were some wipes available only after everything was done, but it was gym shorts. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah,
it was?
He tore one of the legs off.
Socks are a good choice. Socks are a good choice. Your own boxers, also a very good choice.
Look, if it's necessary. I mean, the boxers, the socks, certainly.
But, you know what? We were kind of glossing over what he said at the very beginning, that he accidentally used poison ivy.
That was a real concern when I was growing up, because I grew up in rural Minnesota.
Sure.
And there's poison ivy everywhere.
But you get it on your arms, you get it on your legs, you get it on your face. You don't between your cheeks.
If you were out there camping or whatever it was, and you didn't have toilet paper, or you weren't prepared.
Or you squat in the wrong place.
Yeah, like they would always tell you, they're like, hey, make sure you check the leaves that you're using, because a handful of leaves used to be a fairly normal thing.
I just had to Google what poison ivy looked like. I would be like this guy. There's
shiny
no
leaves.
Way.
They're shiny leaves.
They're like, shiny?
Yeah. That's the one distinctive thing, is they kind of look like they have a shine to them, and they always told us, avoid the shiny leaves, because poison ivy on your butthole is terrible.
I would have just I would have gone down itchy.
Even worse, you know.
Dead and itchy.
There's like new variants of poison ivy that you don't even have to touch and you can get it. Like, it's just the vapors or whatever coming from it.
Is that what you tell your significant other? Yeah. Now, baby, I didn't even touch the poison ivy. I just walked by it. Yes, I got it.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Mahoney, we have heard some interesting stories over the years about women's prison facilities and the things that go on there. Some of them call them, you know, club fed, because they're so relaxed. I mean, when they were talking about Martha Stewart being in prison, they were like, was she actually in jail? She's more like just confined and almost like a country club type setting.
Yeah, I mean, she was away. It was insider trading. Like, she doesn't need to be in Rikers, you know? So I get it. There's levels, and I'm glad that there are levels to that.
But still, even at the nicer club fed, if you will, there is some shenanigans that are going on. So there's the Federal Corrections Institute called Club Fed, and it's closing due to these allegations that are going on. So this is the same place where Lori Loughlin had to go for Felicity Huffman as well, for that whole college admission scandal. I mean, this is a pretty laid-back facility. So it's kind of wild to me that this would be happening there. But I guess there's this whole scandal that revolves around Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, damn.
Uh-huh.
They smuggling the kernel in their butt in?
No, it's actually just
the
a straight up...
spices.
It is a straight up barter system where the guards would give KFC inmates that would bang them. And I guess it's a well-known thing.
I'm banging guards, man. Sorry.
Sometimes how bad is the food?
I mean, it can't be that bad. You know, KFC sometimes is that big of an upgrade.
I just want KFC. Say, you shut your anti-chicken mouth, you son of a bitch. The Colonel knows how to do chicken right.
And also, I don't know. I'm not that interested in sex or KFC in order for this to be appealing to me.
But you don't
I'm banging
think
all the guards.
Yeah, Mahoney's at 100%.
For a bucket, I'll get gangbanged.
This is absolutely the male version. This is the male prison. This is not the female prison.
This is the female prison.
No way.
This is the female prison. No way. Audrey, you are sitting
here. This is propaganda.
Women have needs.
This is KFC propaganda.
Audrey, women have needs, too.
You are looking down your nose right now because this is unimprisoned Audrey talking right now, okay? You are talking as a free woman that has never been at her wit's end for, you know, some, and some fried chicken. And I feel like... after a certain amount of time on the inside, you would come to realize your needs as well.
I think that KFC might be the bottom of the barrel.
It's probably
maybe some Taco Bell.
Close by, man. That's like, so you get hot chicken, transports well, chicken transports well, fried chicken transports well.
I mean, like, I'm just thinking about, like, the hierarchy of fast food. Like, the KFC would not make me go, you know what? I guess so. Like, you know, I just feel like there's got to be other fast food that would be bringing down the system other than KFC. But here we are. It was the Colonel all along.
Former Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss, who spent some time there as well, was revealing a whole bunch of these stories.
I mean, do we think Aunt Becky was out here popping her pee for a six-piece?
It was Heidi Fleiss who's revealing this.
Twerking for some drumsticks. Heidi Fleiss was one of the people that came out,
take it with a grain of salt.
Sure. But she said that basically if you saw any of the inmates eating KFC, you instantly know.
Is finger licking good? I can't stand it.
That's a wrap. Well, it's about time. Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.